In these seasons of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and godliness, I see an America in danger. Individuals are at risk of losing life and property. In the recent years we have seen a rise in demoralizing attacks, fear, and vehement political hatred. Media pundits from both sides accept and advance this behavior. It divides and polarizes us as Americans. Many fear to speak openly. I observe news reports that a wide variety of people are purchasing guns at record pace. This is in anticipation of civil unrest, chaos, dissatisfaction with government, and financial collapse. Clearly, the policy of hatred is ungodly, but worse yet, it is failing terribly. Is civil unrest a promising quest for us to pursue? Fellow countrymen, this should not be. We are all Americans, not party members. Am I an American first? Or, am I a Democrat or Republican first? We are citizens of America. These parties are failing us. They promote hatred, they approve lies and disinformation. These are ungodly tactics. Remember God's command. Thou shalt not lie. Do you believe in God? Then search His word. I love God first. He taught me to love my neighbor. As a servant of God, my love for Him ensures my love for my president, my country, my neighbor, and yes, even my enemy. Furthermore, godly commands are at the root of the Constitution. Beliefs vary from person to person, but I present this to Americans who believe in God. Today, we are confident, there is only one God. This God the world embraces is the God of the Hebrews in the Old Testament of the Bible. No other doctrine, writing or text on earth predates the monotheistic God that the Hebrews presented to the world. He revealed Himself to Abraham, He defined Himself, and what He expects of us. He tells us how we are to live and treat our fellow man. His terms are non-negotiable. If you believe in God, then you must accept what the Scriptures tell of Him. If you say, I believe in God my own way, then you have created a hybrid faith. God is sovereign, and the attributes of the God of history shall not be changed. This is the same God the American forefathers recognized in our Constitution. They gave themselves for the freedoms we enjoy. Therefore consider, we are all of the same stock. Malachi chapter 2, verse 10 says, Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Brethren, God's word teaches that certain things are unmovable, unless we pray. Therefore, pray believing, without wavering, expecting that God shall not deny Himself, His Son, or His promises. God declared that we are to love Him with all our hearts, and love our neighbor, as ourself. So, roll the world over with God's love. Preach the gospel, and pray without ceasing. Ask God to rescue what our forefathers have delivered into our hands from God Himself. As a Christian I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My confessions, are they yours? Father, You have called me to consider my sins, and the sins of my neighbor. Your words have moved me and I bring my prayers to You. You consider all, the believer and the non-believer alike. You know my heart. My hope is that You shall look favorably on these requests and cause them to be well received by others. Father, I realize that You require us to forgive everyone who sins against us as it is written in Mark chapter 11 verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Father, I have sinned against You and my countrymen. I have spoken out against them in derogatory ways. Government officials and their supporters offended me. As they work to do what they believe is correct, they either knowingly or unknowingly offended me, working ungodly behaviors toward me and those like-minded to me. Forgive me. My behavior was wrong, and I acted against the behaviors that please You. My behavior makes the work of the Lord Jesus Christ appear meaningless, if I, a Christian, do not correct myself. I will work to love my neighbor. Father, I forgive them for these things, and I ask you to forgive their sin against me. I will love them as you commanded me to love my neighbor. Rescue them from their sin, as you have rescued me. My prayer is that we regard each other as neighbors, not as opponents. Please persuade them to consider forgiveness toward others and me, as I am doing for them. Also, I pray for my president, his family, his advisors, and those I disagree with. My prayer for them is that they adhere to your truth, and present truth accurately, as we all work to forge out those things we hold dear. Give us wisdom, peace, goodliness, and salvation. I pray that all individuals love their neighbor as they love themselves. I pray that we love and forgive, regardless even though we are being offended. I pray we turn from hatred and evil doings. I ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. A prayer for non-believers and those unsure of God. To my countrymen on both sides of the aisle who are unsure or do not believe in God, I ask you to consider a leap of faith. Tell God that you do not believe in Him. Ask Him to reveal Himself in your uncertainty. Apply a seed of faith, tell yourself and God that you are going to fight against your doubt, and believe He will do what He said. Pray, God, forgive my unbelief, please teach all Americans to love their neighbor, as we love ourselves. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. A prayer for believers in God. To my countrymen on both sides of the aisle, who believe in God, pray expecting that God will perform according to His word. Pray, God, please teach Americans to love their neighbor, as we love ourselves, and to be upright and sincere before you. Help us all to love those we disagree with. Father, I forgive those who offend me, because this is what you commanded us to do. Teach us to live as a people who do for others, as we would have others do for us. For this is your will, I ask this in Jesus' name. A prayer for the wealthy, the lawmaker and the judge. To the wealthy, the lawmaker, and the judge who believe in God. Much is required of you. Consider, God created Israel. His laws were just. Therefore, don't be like the ungodly lawmakers who create deceptions for the unsuspecting. They create laws for the sake of enhancing their own wealth, and that of their cronies. They divide American against American in their quest to power. How can you do this at the expense of your neighbor, whom God commanded you to love? Can you reach all people, or teach every man of God? Therefore, God blesses your neighbor to reach the whole earth and help the lost. Do not steal God's blessing from your neighbor by creating ungodly laws. God will hold you accountable, because they cannot protect themselves from you. Be careful that your faith in God is not self-serving. Judgment awaits us all. Therefore, if you engage in such things, pray, God, forgive my wrong against my neighbor. I denounce this behavior. Please forgive me, as I work to be upright, and love my neighbor as I love my own self. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. A prayer for pundits and journalists. To Rush Limbaugh and James Carville, and the many other journalists, I ask, do you believe in God? Consider how you speak about your neighbor you disagree with. In private moments, do you find yourself praying for the death of those that oppose or offend you? God shall not honor that prayer, since it is the devil's work. So, who do you pray to, really? Therefore, it is better to pray and love your enemy. Pundits are being disobedient to God's command of loving your neighbor as yourself. I believe you all love God as you claim. However, you like myself have been tricked. Name-calling and hateful talk only heightens discord. Do not create conflict. Give an honest presentation of all arguments. Do not disrespect, ridicule, and misrepresent your neighbor's view. God's word teaches us to present truth tempered in love. Therefore, love your neighbor even though you disagree. We claim to believe in God. Then let us believe Him. Ask your listeners and readers regularly for a moment of prayer to Almighty God. Stand on the principle of what is correct according to God's word. Don't be drawn into evil. In God we trust. This is our historic belief, and we have historic precedents. Don't forget our godly traditions that unite us. He crafted us from dirt, and raised us up from an idea that all men are created equal. Thus, He can fix what He made. However, our severe condition requires us to repent of hatred, to humble ourselves before Him, and call on Him who is able to rescue us. Therefore, pray, Heavenly Father, Your name is holy. You created us. Help us all to love our neighbor even though we disagree. Help us overcome the temptation of hatred. You are able to deliver and restore us. We humble ourselves to Your will. Forgive our behavior, even as we forgive those who have offended us. Help us present truth in the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. We the people of America must pray. We the people say, we believe in God. This is a good thing. But, we have the responsibility to know God's word. As citizens we lack involvement. Why aren't we praying, and pressing God's will, to eager leaders who tickle our ears with bad promises? Therefore, consult God's word, and prevent them from leading you to the slaughter. Do not let them feed off the backs of future generations. Know God's word and teach it to your children. Learn the duties God commands of you, be watchful, rebuke evil, go to church, vote for upright policies from leadership that allow people to serve God with the blessings God provides to each person according to their ability. Then you shall live in peace and equity with God, and your neighbor. Pray, God forgive me for not knowing your word. I pray for my leaders and neighbors. Make us wise, as we hear their promises in light of your word. I shall know your word, and live as you command. I shall love my neighbor as myself, and shall resist ungodliness. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. A prayer for the family of Christ. To the family of Christ, remember God's promises. He shall return. Remember what is written in Daniel chapter 4 verse 32. Thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever He will. Finally, be like-minded with God our Heavenly Father. Be encouraged, love your neighbor, love your enemy, pray for them that despitefully use you, do for others as you wish others would do for you, pray for the church that our Father shall provide our daily bread, with the strength to carry out His work. Pray for godly wisdom in governments. Remember, live every day, from hope to hope, and faith to faith. Walk with God in peace and equity. Turn as many people away from iniquity as you can, as is written in Malachi chapter 2, verse 6. We ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Richard B. Abide, a brother in Christ. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.